Ma cosa bella, è un'onga, la castoma? Vi piango, la castoma vi piango.
Tica, tica, usa vintere la qua.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio. 22-year-old Tanzanian arrested in Dola for false report. Planners decry political interference as government denies allegations. In African news, Gambia appoints a British barrister to prosecute a gruesome Jemme-era crimes. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 22-year-old Tanzanian national has been arrested in Dola for allegedly providing false information to a public officer. Copper Belt Province Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yui confirmed the development and identified the suspect as Stefan Manyingo. Mr. Yui explained that the suspect had initially reported that his manhood had mysteriously disappeared following an encounter in the Mushili Hillside area on April 8, 2026. The matter was reported to Jacaranda Villa Police Post under Masala Police Station. The Copper Belt Police Chief, however, stated that police investigations later revealed the claim was untrue, leading to his arrest. Mr. Yuyi says more details will be provided in due course. The head woman of Upper Lusemfa in Mukushi District, Loveness Njipaisha, has urged the government to reintroduce the grade 8 classes at Upper Lusemfa Primary School. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, the traditional leader said that the absence of the classes forces children to travel to Milombwe, where they must pay rent, thereby creating a financial strain on parents and exposing learners to social risks.
Abana b'esikulu pa Lusemfa ifo abana bali pashiri abengi lelo natukwata jarenti vipile sana abana bali sapali Milombwe mukusambia nomba ubu afi ubu abapu abana tuwala afiru wapantu bali chita inga ndo ya kusonkira abana anga bali mwabali 5 mwana umu ni 8 kwa 90 kwa cha na umbi mwana umu 90 kwa cha na umbi mwana umu 90 kwa cha so tule firu wa mandini tuwalilo tule romba mwe babu teko tuwa papata kota ino ile isala ngari ya isuka techu mwatu afashua tu mwatu weshesha kugiredi A form 1 mwabwesha papa nusefua form 1 abana bayambo kusambilira elu abana mumsuku kukuwele kuli Milombwe mwe kamroje mwana mwakuse memba liko soin kamroje so abana bala kwata mafumo so nomba nga wakwata mafumo mwela ndo kucha tature sunga abana abana okuwa mkusambila kwata limpa ilo tungutu abana tuwache pesha.
The Zambia NGO Watch Forum has expressed a deep concern over the tragic death of University of Zambia student Emmanuel Walia, calling for urgent action to improve water, sanitation and hygiene services in public institutions. Forum coordinator Bubala Muyovwe Mumba says the incident should not be treated as isolated, but as a warning of serious weaknesses in the planning, funding and maintenance of public infrastructure. She notes that although the 2026 national budget allocated 2.69 billion kwacha to the water sector, its share has declined to just over 1%, far below commended levels, raising concerns about underinvestment. And Ms. Mumba has welcomed the government's release of 23 million kwacha to address sanitation challenges at Unza, but cautions that the university requires at least 173 million kwacha for a complete overhaul. The forum is now calling for sustained investment, stronger oversight, and comprehensive safety audits in learning institutions to prevent similar tragedies. The Zambia Institute of Planners has raised concern over alleged political interference in planning sector, with members reportedly facing pressure to engage in corrupt activities. Speaking at the 11th National Conference in Kitwe, planner Nina Nkua reviewed that some professionals have abandoned their posts due to interference, while others are being linked to irregular constituency development fund and land deals.
They stood their ground, and other things come up, and they are told, I think you need to leave us, especially those on contract. I'm one of those who had to be transferred because we refused to plan an open land. This was not on record, but we saw that all of us who did not want to have a hand in that were suddenly transferred. I didn't care because there were people even where I was going, and we did our part. And eventually, it was time for me to move to another side of government where you can see now the difference. I can feel it that here there's no political interference and we're doing our program. But when you look at our colleagues who are coming from the council, CDF, land, these two issues, they are really suffering. They'll sit here quietly because they're trying to protect their jobs.
Meanwhile, renowned lawyer Dickson Jere has warned the planners against allowing politicians to override professional guidance, noting that campaign promises have contributed to unplanned settlements.
We'll do whatever they do, because if a councillor promised during election that he's going to regularize this illegal settlement, becomes a campaign promise, regardless of who, what the professionals have said. That's why we have all these flags, compounds being given now, with occupation licenses from their titles and so on. So it's a catch 22. But I still think that as professionals, if you have a strong institute to speak for you, then you have a voice. A lawyer can never be fired for his legal opinion without largely taking it out. We even go to court on your behalf, protect you. And that's what you need, to have a strong institute which can protect a planner who is being victimized because of doing his job.
But local government and rural development minister Gifter Sialualo has dismissed the allegations, stating that government does not tolerate abuse of public workers who refuse to engage in wrongdoing.
And let me be very plain, because I'm a politician and also the minister in charge of local government and rural development. We are the alleged councillors. You know, it's usually a politician who deals right. You know, including the mayor. I don't agree with you. I'm not going to provide. I don't agree with you. You say yes. Some government workers have been abused because they decided to do the right thing, but not under this government. That's against the law.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi valola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and two SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes...